Broken lines, broken strings, broken threads, broken springs, broken idols, broken heads, people sleeping in broken beds. Ain't no use jiving, ain't no use joking. Everything is broken. Broken bottles, broken plates, broken switches, broken gates, broken dishes, broken pots. Streets are filled with broken hearts, broken words never meant to be spoken. Everything is broken. Seems like every time you stop and turn around, something else just hit the ground. Broken cutters, broken saws, broken buckles, broken laws, broken bodies, broken bones, broken voices on broken phones. Take a deep breath, feel like you're choking. Everything is broken.
I made it, but we got a problem. We got to cut off and reconnect. We forgot about it. Are you there? I don't know if we're connected. Oh, we are. We forgot to disconnect and reconnect. That's my fault. Okay, good deal. Thanks, hon. Oh, my friends, I'm sorry. I had to go out to the garage to take care of something real quick. It took me longer than I expected. Welcome back to the second hour. And this is going to be interesting. And if you just joined us, you are listening to Perspectives on America. It is the 12th day of the month. Yeah. You know, the more things change, the more they stay the same. So here we are, some 40 years after Reagan's amnesty for illegals, which he granted against his better judgment, by the way. But we're now facing an illegal invasion, 100-fold worse than anything ever seen before in this country's history. Who could ever have imagined that a nation so powerful as America would have any qualms over securing their border, or that her people would so willingly follow corrupt leaders towards national suicide? We're concerned about China attacking us? Well, I guess we should be. Russia, in their own way, will attack in one form or another. But national suicide, that's what may in fact kill us. This flood of invaders, my friends, benefits no one more than the drug cartels, who are raking in $1 billion a month through drug profits that their mules send back from the states, the payments they receive guiding the peasants and proles across. These open border radical commie rat bastards in the Biden regime, they're not delusional. They're simply evil and heartless because they already know and have known for years that the illegal alien drug and human trafficking cartels are pouring across in waves, along with an assortment of other vicious criminals released from their country's prisons to make them America's problem. And they full well understand that some of the most vile, wicked, violent, and bloodthirsty psychopaths are in the midst of this invasion. And it will necessarily translate into dead Americans. And yet they take us for fools, even though we tell them we see their plan plain as day. And they proceed to try and convince us that we're in no danger. We must not believe our own lying eyes and what we hear from numerous reliable sources. You know, I'd call for people to join me on the border sometime in the coming weeks. But I fear I'd be there standing all alone, rifle in hand, and the wind whistling at my back. But one would think if thousands can show up for a protest organized by truckers, why can't they do the same thing to take some actual meaningful action with rifles in hand, turning back the illegals before they ever set foot in the Rio Grande? My friends, I don't know what the hell it's going to take to make conservative and independent Americans concerned and angry enough to take the actions that we suggest here. But I know that doing nothing and pinning our hopes on the 2024 election doesn't really serve us well. And it allows our enemies time to better organize for the purpose of destroying traditional America completely. However it all shakes out, it doesn't end well for the illegals in the end, or for American patriots for that matter. But if I have my own way, sure as hell doesn't end well for the red, radical, Democrat, party, communist, rat bastards who betrayed America, and whom I hope to see swing from balconies and lampposts, and lined up against the wall, and shot. Never to see this earth of the light of day again. Never to have a chance to work their evil against good Americans again. May God's will be done in this matter. Defend yourselves, your families, and America. Because the illegals have made it very plain and clear. We are going to take over. My friends, Americans had better ask soon, with or without Congress, and with or without the Border Patrol, to stop this current flood of illegal invaders across our southern border, because the Biden regime has no intention of ever stopping this invasion. To wait and ponder the crisis in the hopes that Trump can stop it if he should win the presidency only ensures that millions more will cross, in addition to the 27 million that have already entered this country during Biden's presidency. And those which were detained at the border and gotaways, and intentionally or not, it all makes America unsafe And it sets in motion the great replacement, the replacement of white people and the virtues and the principles of freedom and liberty with people of color who are already prone and predisposed to accept big government controls through Marxism, Maoism, and the idea that all things come from government rather than individual initiative and independence.
And to do nothing remain apathetic, complacent,
ensures the destruction of traditional America. My friends, we're not going to worry about a war with China. It's not going to happen. We're already at war right here in America.
But it's not just the Democrats.
It's your elected officials on both sides. They're not bringing this Ryan halt.
Show you a step I learned in L.A. Now watch this.
A step in L.A.? What, are we dancing now? Sorry about that. We had technical issues and had to deal with them. I get the distinct feeling that I am the only broadcaster that these technical issues happen with. It's nobody's fault. I think there's people out there that do not like the messages that I am handing out. As I was mentioning before we had to disconnect, the problem is those on both so-called sides, Republican, Democrat, Independents, whatever, I just don't understand one damn bit of what's going on in their minds. Are they all getting their pockets lined so heavily and so deeply that that's the biggest concern to them? One should recall that a 2018 study by both Yale and MIT suggested 22 to possibly 40 million illegal aliens were already residing in America. Now, it's to Trump's discredit that he didn't pursue the border security issue more forcefully in 2017 when the Republicans had a majority in both houses of Congress, rather than listen to the turncoat rhino speaker, Paul Ryan. In his last year in office, Trump had brought illegal alien entries down to approximately 1,100 a day or less. But under Joey, the U.S. borders simply no longer exist. His regime's minions have been ordered to process and parole illegal aliens into America as fast as possibly, virtually waving them on across with little or no scrutiny. And my friends, as a result, we know for a fact that 330 illegals who are on terrorist watch lists have been released into the country, along with the unknown number of potential or actual terrorists within the ranks of the gotaways. We go all the way back to 1966. Augustine Cebada radical spokesman for the Brown Berets, a militant paramilitary foot soldiers of Aslan Reconquista, shouted this following declaration at Americans at an Independence Day rally outside the federal building in Westwood, California. And he stated, if anyone is going to be deported, it's going to be you. Get out. We are the future. You're old and tired. Go on. We have beaten you. Live like beaten rats. You all white people, it's your duty to die. Right now, we're already controlling those elections, whether it's by violence or nonviolence. Through love of having children, we're going to take over. You know, some may actually be coming here to become American citizens. My friends, to try to live the American dream. A dream that is rapidly crumbling and disappearing for natural-born Americans, thanks to a multitude of bad Biden policies, but the caste majority are not. They simply want to abscond with as much American wealth as they possibly accumulate, while also riding the massive government expenditures of recent programs created to address their invading numbers. These illegals don't want to be citizens. They don't assimilate anymore as they did in the past. They set up shop just as they did in the old country and bring some flawed mindsets that destroyed the nations that they fled. But through Joey's open borders policy, that don't have to wait for the illegal invaders to have children. They're simply flying them over. Entire families, and all at the U.S. taxpayers' expense. You know, it's interesting. I have a piece that I've been meaning to publish for a number of days, and I've had no chance to work on it. Just bear with me and see if I can find this thing very quickly. 48,610 migrant children have crossed the border into this country alone since October. Ladies and gentlemen, this is March the 12th. We are 2.5 months into the year 2024. 3 months prior to that, December, November, and October. 48,610 migrant children crossed the border alone, unaccompanied. Do you get it? All of this is part of what makes this all so maddening. Joe knows, or maybe he doesn't, without a doubt, or at least his handlers know, that he is absolutely charged by the U.S. Constitution and given the authority as president and commander-in-chief to protect and defend our borders and sovereign domain. And yet, on March the 7th, 5 days ago, Joey had the temerity to suggest in his State of the Union address that he needed a new immigration bill and more money before he could do his job, none of which is true. All with this, we have to note that Congress could pass 10 great immigration border security laws, or even 100. And frankly, it wouldn't make a damn bit of difference. Joe Biden and the Democratic party violate the Constitution and U.S. law. Yes. Even our existing laws on immigration and border security with impunity. No qualms or pangs of conscience whatsoever. Frankly, Joey would violate any new law if it served his agenda and that of the radical Marxist and Maoist within the party. Even this last so-called bipartisan bill had a loophole in it, actually allowing for 1.8 million illegals to be allowed to cross over every year? Of course, that would be before its safeguards were employed. Which is unless Biden decided to suspend its mechanisms for a national emergency, as the bill provided. As far as I'm concerned, it already is a national emergency. And that bill was a farce, a massive joke, and that's why it was rejected. Hallelujah. And that's the reason so many truly conservative Americans were so angered to hear Biden mock Republicans after some jeered his remarks on his comprehensive bill to fix our immigration system. And understanding his underlying lie, as Biden said, "Oh, you don't like that bill? Huh? That conservatives got together and said it was a good bill? Harvey darn, that's amazing." And that was quoted on American Express or Associated Press. Let's go back in history for just a moment. President Woodrow Wilson sent Brigadier General John Blackjack Pershing out of Fort Bliss, Texas on March 15, 1916. The purpose was to patrol the border between the U.S. and Mexico in order to stop Pancho Villa's cross-border raids and capture or kill him. Now, Pershing went a few steps further and pursued Villa into 350 miles into Mexico proper, leaving 10,000 soldiers behind him. And all of this was done under the premise set forth in Article 4, Section 4 of our U.S. Constitution, which states the federal government, quote, shall protect each of the states against invasion, end quote. And also Article 1, Section 10, which expressly guaranteed states the sovereign power to repel an invasion and defend U.S. citizens from overwhelming and imminent danger. And there is not one damn thing preventing Biden from exercising that same exact authority now, other than the Democratic Party communists and their Republican supporters, who are intent to grant millions of illegal foreign invaders amnesty and the right to vote in order to grow their base and hold power and control over all America for the rest of the century or until we implode. Of course, you know now for over 3 years, Joey and his Homeland Security oxymoron Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas have assured all America that the border was secure and the illegal invasion was being handled properly. When in fact, the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement and the Border Patrol were being used to speed up the process of receiving illegal aliens into this country, rather than immediately detaining and returning them back across the border. That's what should be the case. And all the while, through his lies, Mayorkas smugly and arrogantly smiles like a fat-headed Cheshire cat in his belief that he is untouchable, which, believe it or not, has been the case thus far. Biden's open border policy has been a massive success towards ultimately achieving the Democratic Party's goals of changing the face of America and fundamentally transforming her away from her founding. And it's been an abject and complete catastrophe for flyover country and the everyday average American who loves this country and God and family better than himself. I'm talking about you, listeners, and myself, and others. We do. We love this country and God and our family better than we love ourselves. But the rising of this anti-American regime has been a sad and disgusting time to be marked as such in the annals of history. Should honest historians ever reappear? And Joe's policies have been a boon to the numerous drug cartels, which have expanded their operations by tenfold in every major city in this country, and even the smaller cities and towns that once barely had a hint of drug and crime problems. My friends, at some point, anyone having a hand in the most massive betrayal of America in U.S. history must be made to face a day of reckoning, regardless of what form it may take. I submit we hang them high. Every damn one of them. They come out of work. They come out of the Senate, the House of Representatives. If they're traitors, we string them up in the street. You get it, people? Because in a roundabout way, they're stringing us up right now. They are stringing us up. They're hanging us. I sure hope they're all going to enjoy not being able to go to Burger King any longer or McDonald's. They can just start eating tacos. Whatever else folks feed. Now, look, I eat some of it. A couple of places I like going to because I like their food. I'm sickened by all this. And yet, while all this is taking place, sit tight here a second. Julie, let's go to a dance and go ahead and run a couple commercials. And I hope you're there. As many of you folks know, I don't often take breaks, but we're going to do it today. I'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Come on, more, more! Kid, I'll show you a step I learned in L.A. Now watch this. First, you gotta set the rhythm.
You will then grow to be a man and sing what must be sung, poor boy.
Sing what must be sung. And I don't give a damn about a greenback, a dollar. Spend it fast as I can for a wailing song and a good guitar. The only things that I understand, oh boy, the only things that I understand.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Did did you know? The IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Hey, do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the ones in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, or fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you'll see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Check us out at SusannahSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123 at gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway in my way. What I live for is a chance to change and be everything I can be. What I love is someone bright enough to see. What I hate is what I hate, and I always will. What I hate is someone mad enough to kill. What I love is someone with a heart that's really good.
Merle Haggard. Really hate is someone to kill. But in the meantime, Our daughters are continuously being assaulted by these invaders, brutalized, kidnapped, raped, murdered in the most heinous of manners. Unimaginable to most good and decent people by these foreign, illegal, alien invaders. Decent Americans of all walks of life, men, women, and children, are being murdered by these monsters. The MS-13 drug cartel members and prisoners released from Venezuela's prisons, much like Kate Steinle in 2015, 32-year-old sales rep, and now Lakin Riley, 22-year-old nursing student who was bludgeoned to death and disfigured by an illegal alien monster, son of a bitch, who entered this country in 2022, was in jail, let out, and went out and did this. And adding insult to injury, Trader Joe just apologized for calling Lake and Riley's murderer an illegal during his State of the Union address last week. Oh, he made some kind of a pseudo-apology on March the 9th during an interview with MSNBC's Jonathan Capehart. But that's exactly what the guy is. A goddamn foreign, illegal, criminal piece of murderous shit from Venezuela, who was also charged and released in New York City after endangering a 5-year-old child. On July 13th, 2023, the Judiciary Committee's Subcommittee on Immigration Integrity, Security, and Enforcement, these are the so-called consequences of criminal aliens on U.S. communities, reported that 2023, this is not even a year ago, 33,000 Americans have been killed by murder and manslaughter at the hands of illegal aliens between 2010 and 2015. Which begs the question, just how many more are dying today at the hands of millions of the anonymous, unvetted illegals that Joey has welcomed and even ferried into America? And as reported by that committee, just 2 weeks prior to its meeting, an illegal alien was sentenced to life in prison for raping and impregnating a 9-year-old Ohio girl who later went to Indiana to get an abortion. A 9-year-old! My friend Justin Smith, who is the author of all that we're sharing with you for the most part on this hour, has 2 daughters. One of them happens to be my nurse. Never mind. That's a private joke between the two of us. Justin has 2 daughters. And if any illegal alien were to do to them and do harm in any way, they had better hope law enforcement officers get to them before Justin does, especially now that we're actually seeing stone-cold murderers released without bail by anti-Americans, anti-law enforcement district attorneys who have been bought and paid for by George Soros. Let me share this with you from the Judiciary Committee's report. It says that according to a report covering 13 years of data from the Executive Office of Immigration Review, over 47% of illegals never even pursue an asylum claim once they're released into the country. More than 85% will be denied asylum and receive a deportation order, and yet less than 5% ever leave the country. Anyone requesting asylum must be detained or made to remain in Mexico until their hearing is adjudicated and these numbers prove they cannot be trusted to be released. You remember a gal named Tommy Lahren, L-A-H-R-E-N? I don't remember if she was politics, what? Hot babe, by the way. She made a statement one time that says it all. We owe illegal immigrants nothing. And that we continue to give them everything, my friends. That's my comment, not Tommy's. These illegal aliens are also overwhelming the capabilities of America's schools and hospitals and law enforcement and other general services provided at various levels of government, and you and I are paying the fee for it all. This is an extremely serious matter that is certainly facilitating the destruction of our economy. The taxpayer dollars supporting this invasion means Americans everywhere are being deprived of the benefit of their own labor to support the dregs of the world. It's much less important to me that knowing that foreign illegal aliens are snuffing out our countrymen's lives like they're nothing. These are real people with real lives and families. Not just a database of statistics. And for every victim of a criminal illegal alien, there's a devastated family. And still, Biden and company drive on towards the abyss, creating a dystopian nightmare along the way for law-abiding citizens, watching the end of their country racing toward them like an out-of-control freight train. There ain't no Casey Jones at the controls, folks. Now, on a somewhat side note, former President Trump has promised to start the largest mass deportation of illegals in U.S. history if he wins the upcoming election. And he plans to use the military to implement it, rightfully so. And as was reported in the Washington Times on February the 21st, Carolyn Leavitt, spokesman for the Trump campaign, stated that, quote, Americans can expect that immediately upon Trump's return to the Oval Office, he will restore all of his prior policies, implement brand new crackdowns that will send shockwaves to all the world's criminal smugglers, and marshal every federal and state power necessary to institute the largest deportation operation in American history. And she also added that illegal aliens, quote, should not get comfortable because very soon they will be going home, end quote. This is part of our problem. Joey needs to go. This is Jeff Bennett's personal comment. But whether Donald Trump can even get back into office is questionable. Justin continues that, and he's right, we have the absolute right and duty as sovereign citizens, my friends, living in sovereign states to defend ourselves and our families in the wake of a lawless federal government, this lawless Biden regime. The authority rests within our Constitution, which has always allowed for the use of the state's militias or the military to be mobilized for just such circumstances. And although we can be certain that Biden and some state governors will keep refusing to utilize the mechanisms at their disposal to fast-track the removal of these invaders, we have the right to gather ourselves armed with pistols and rifles. Those of us able with the time and backbone to do so. To go to the border and tell the Border Patrol to join us and do their constitutional duty to stop the millions more who will try to cross between now and January of 2025. You remember my friend Rick Biaseta. Rick's been gone now for some years. Rick used to contribute a lot of his writings to federalobserver.com. I remember some years ago when there was a gathering down at our southern borders in Arizona. And there were citizens coming from around the country to help support the Border Patrol people and stop this attempted continued invasion crap that was going on then. Profound. Was it perfect? Of course not. But they got some stuff done. We've got approximately half the governors in this country supporting the efforts that are taking place down in Texas. Many of those states have sent militia members down. I can't remember what the other organization's called, state operations, to help support this. We've got Border Patrol people that I'm afraid have sided with the illegals. But then we've got to keep in mind we've got an awful lot of Hispanics that signed off on the Border Patrol. It's profound. But keep some things in mind. No matter how these people arrive, by fast jet, a slow boat, reliable bus or train, we've got to send them back on a supercharged bus or jet just as quickly. Set about to deport every last one of them and then effectively and totally seal the border and place a 10-year moratorium on all immigration, legal or illegal, or until such time that we have our nation and our population straightened out in a fashion that puts us back on a path to the same level of exceptionalism that used to be the rule in America and removed or eradicated with extreme prejudice those radicals who seek to fundamentally transform America and end our republic, and that is the goal. We don't have to worry about getting attacked by China. We've already been attacked by Joe Biden, by his boss, Barack Obama, and maybe his boss, George Soros. Does any of this make one bit of sense to you folks? Or do you just give up? You want to grab a pistol out of your lockbox and blow your head off so you don't have to deal with it? Don't even think that way. Be prepared to defend your family. I sit there looking at my granddaughters, age 24, 22, 20, 12, and 3. And it scares the living hell out of me what they're facing. It's unbelievable. Now, I teased a little earlier about one of Justin's daughters being my nurse. Well, number one, she's married. I'm married. We live at opposite ends of the country. We've never spoken on the phone. But we know each other's mind, where we sit, what we believe. She does happen to be a nurse. During COVID, it was an absolute nightmare of a battle. She was prepared to walk away from the profession she'd been in for so many years because of that. She stayed. When I was on Facebook, we would touch bases every once in a while. But as many of you know, I'm blocked from Facebook right now. Oh, they sent me a thing here recently inviting me to come back. crazy thing is my Facebook page is not shut down. All that I've shared with you tonight will be posted on my Facebook page tonight by Justin O. Smith. There are times I wonder why I continue to do what I do. I'm angry. I sat there listening to a couple of songs, videos today. One by Billy Ray Cyrus. Another piece by somebody else, and I can't remember. Thanks, honey. Appreciate that. You don't need my voice. You need the money. It's okay. Let me invite you to this column that I've shared with you during this second hour from Justin O. Smith. It was given the title of Make the Bastards Pay. Now, frankly, that is what I believe we should hold for the title of tonight's program, the second hour, Make the Bastards Pay. You take a look at a series of images, one which I came across years ago, picture of the burning Constitution, with the headlines, a great civilization is not conquered from without until it has destroyed itself from within. And that, my friends, is exactly what the hell is taking place. My picture of Joe Biden in this piece is called Abandonitis. Oh, you know, all done up like a, you know, Roman leader, whatever the case may be. A recent picture of a jet load of illegals getting loaded, getting taken to your NORC here, there, and everywhere. Picture of Lake and Hope Riley. Tommy Lahren with her comment, we owe illegal immigrants nothing. Another image, the cost of irrational compassion is a flood of illegal immigration. And the image at the bottom, with a hand suiting up from the lowest portion of the image, holding onto the American flag, with the year 1776 posted. It's up to us. We've got to help stop this nonsense. Don't let the enemies from within end America in so despicable a manner, my friends. Don't let this be how America ends. We must fight back like hell, and when the time is right, make the bastards who've committed this treason against America pay with their own lives. We're talking about our elected official, dumb. I've made this very plain and clear. I don't believe there are 10 people that sit in the House of Representatives and the Senate combined that I would ever consider voting for. Damn near every one of them have been bought off. There's a couple that have been a real surprise to me. One guy that spent his whole life as a diehard Democrat. He had some mental conditions. I couldn't believe the guy got voted in. He wound up having to come out and get surgery. I can't think of his name right now. This guy has had a rude awakening, and he is seeing America for the light that's gone out. I hope you will see the same thing and stand up for what's right. Keep your eyes peeled in your own communities for the illegals, the invaders, It's horrific what's taking place, my friends. It all must come to an end. But the question I ask as we close this program, do we have the time? You got it ready? I thank you for staying with me. I'll see you tomorrow with an episode of To Health With You. Until then, without apology, I am Jeffrey Bennett. Good night. Do you think we have time?
These are the days of the open hand. We will not be the last. Look around now. These are the days of the beggars and the choosers. This is the year of the hungry man, whose place is in the past. Hand in hand with the grunts and legitimate excuses, the rich declare themselves poor, and most of us are not sure if we have too much, but we're taking our chances, say. I sang 20 years and a day, but nothing changed. The human race found some other guy and walked into the flame. It's hard to love, there's so much to hate. Hanging on to hope when there is no hope to speak out. Skies above say it's much too late. The neighbor we should all be praying for time. Do you think we have time? And charity, charity is a coat you wear twice a year, yeah. This is the year of the guilty man. Your television takes a stand, and you find that what was over there is over here. So you scream from behind your door, say what's mine is mine and not yours. I may have too much, but I'll take all my chances, say. I sang 20 years and a day, 'cause nothing changed. The human race found some other guy and walked into the flame.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today. Because